listening to The Grapevine on 99.3 County FM. I'm Lynn Pickering. Plans to plunge into the icy cold water on New Year's Day in the county were canceled this year. A polar plunge planned for Lake on the Mountain on January 1st was canceled because of low water levels and frozen shoreline. Jennifer Cobb of Wellington Wildwater Swimmers posted on Facebook on December 31st that Wade into 2026, a fundraiser for the Wellington Auxiliary Rescue Association, scheduled for 10 a.m. on New Year's Day, was also canceled. Well, to learn more about cold water swimming, Jennifer joins me now. Welcome to the Monday Grapevine, Jennifer.
Thank you, Lynn. And I'm so excited to be here and share some of my passion with folks who might be interested.
Of course. Well, we're recording this on the afternoon of January 1st. So happy New Year.
Thank you. There were a small number of us who actually did swim this morning.
Oh, you did.
We had to cancel the big event because the shoreline has probably 70 meters of accumulated ice buildup stretching way out into the lake. So it's an ice shelf, which makes it very unsafe for people to be on.
But you did get in a swim.
Well, we got into the channel, which is only about knee deep, but you can wade in and then drop right down up to your neck and get the effects of cold immersion.
Okay. Well, I want to talk about that. I'd like to learn first about when you learned about cold water swimming.
So I had been doing intermittent cold dipping or plunging for a couple of years. And I guess I was introduced to it post sauna, maybe 10 years ago. And I found that it really stimulated a lot of energy in me. And with the advent of the pandemic and the lockdown in that March of 2020, I'd heard that cold dipping stimulated the immune system. And I thought, oh my God, anything, let's try it all, you know? So I was regularly getting in the lake then. And what I found was that it was also a really safe social way to gather with people in public in a safe way, because I'd have a neighbor come down and sit on the beach while I went in the water. And then we'd have a chat and walk home, you know, 5 meters apart kind of thing. And I just, at that time, I really needed something to help me feel a little safer. But also what happened was very quickly I realized that cold immersion was really helping to regulate my nervous system. And what happens is the cold water stimulates all kinds of, not just endorphins, but it the vagus nerve, which is the biggest one in the body, you get what's called vagal tone through cold water immersion. And it was really helping, just helping me to kind of relax and calm down a little, because I was pretty, you know, pandemic panicky.
Mm-hmm. I'm not being facetious here, but what would be the difference between immersing yourself in cold water in the lake and having a really cold shower for several minutes? Would it do the same thing to the body or not?
It would have similar effect on the body for sure, but I am, and many people are, physiologically unable to make that motion with my wrist to turn the tap. I'm not sure why I can't do it, but I just can't. It's way easier for me to walk into the lake than to turn the shower onto cold.
Really?
But there's also the whole connection with nature and being involved with my environment. I find that that's a really reassuring piece, and it was during the pandemic, but now it's, I have a winter sport. I have an opportunity to be outdoor and enjoy it. And like today, it was minus 14 down there, but bright blazing sun and really a lovely day out there. So it got me out.
Well, I want to talk about temperatures in a minute, but tell me about the Wellington Wild Water Swimmers. When was that formed? Because obviously there are others who feel the same as you do.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been doing this on my own for years, and I used to just have neighbors come and beach watch for me. And then I guess it was 3 years ago, October past, I was out campaigning during the municipal election, and I met someone at the door who said, oh yeah, yeah, I'm voting for you, but I heard you swim in the cold water. And I said, I do. She said, I want to do that. I said, let's do it. And so her name's Karen, and she's been doing it with me since then, so 3.5 years. And we had another friend who joined us about 2.5 years ago, we were coming out of the water in a cold March, and a woman walked up with a British accent and said, now you're my kind of women. And we're like, okay. And she's a military person, and she had been reading a lot of the military research about how cold immersion help to alleviate the symptoms of PTSD, including depression and anxiety. And she was, I think her portfolio then was a wellness officer. And so she was very interested in personal experience with cold immersion. So she joined us. Her name's Joanna. 2 years ago, right around this time, we were four or five of us coming out of the water, and some women walking in the snow said, "What are you doing?" And we said, "We're swimming." And one of them said, "I want to do that." So I said to her, "Come anytime." And her name is Linda. She's very regular. She comes over from Belleville to swim with me two or three times a week. And just yesterday, Linda turned 70. Wow. So she's into her 71st year. And I would say that each of us, there are four or five of us who are kind of a core cluster, but some days we're 8 or 10. If it's nice weather, more people come. Yeah. And it kind of dovetails. I've been organizing full moon swims, which in the summer, sometimes there are 30 people. And in the winter, sometimes there's one or two, you know? So it's a really sort of flexible group. And I try to just invite people, and people say things like, "Well, what if I can't stay in as long as you?" Or, "What if I wear a wetsuit?" And I say, "That's fine. You do you, I'll do me." And I cheer people moving outside of their comfort zone in any way they can. Oh. Yeah.
Well, in Ramesh Puran's article in the Wellington Times, there's a photo of three of you wading in the water, Linda, Karen, and you.
Yeah.
And it shows that the water temperature was 0 Celsius and the air temperature was -6.
Mm-hmm.
So the water today was -1, the temperature was -14. And I wondered how you avoid frostbite at those temperatures.
So especially for women, our hands are very sensitive. And so regular dippers are wearing little neoprene boots and mitts. And at this time of year, 7 millimeters of neoprene really protects the fingers. The important thing, though, is when we come out of the water, really quickly getting any wet gear off, because you have sort of net cooling after, and your whole system can drop several degrees with the ladder cooling. And if there's any kind of breeze, then suddenly you're into a wind chill situation. So we come out and we peel off the wet gear as quickly as possible, put on dry clothes. I usually put a bathrobe on and then a great big swim coat so that I have a thermal layer and protection.
Now, do you have a temperature limit? That is, if it is so many degrees below zero, we will not swim.
For me, no.
No.
And part of it is, even like last year, I was in on a day, it was -28 in the air.
Oh.
But I know that the water's not going to be any colder than -1. Generally, if it is, it's going to be frozen solid and I can't get through it anyway, right?
Yeah. How long do you stay in?
So we have sort of a temperature protocol. 2 degrees Celsius and below in the water, 2 minutes or less. And anything above 2 degrees, you can add a minute per degree Celsius. So 5 minutes at 5 degrees Celsius water.
All right. It sounds like you've got it all figured out.
Yeah.
On the poster for Wade into 2026, it states that a representative from Wellington Auxiliary Rescue Association would provide a cold water survival protocol. What is that protocol?
So it's called a 1-10-1 protocol. And basically, it's what to do in the first minute, one, in the first 10 minutes, 10, so that you could survive an hour. 1-10-1. And in this area, you know, we've had a few tragedies here in the last couple of years. People gone through the ice, and people after their dogs that went through the ice, and they didn't survive. So their protocol coaches you to first, in the first minute, be aware of what happens physiologically. Your heart rate spikes and your breathing goes. So most people who drown in the first minute is because they go in and they gasp and they aspire water, and that kills them. And so knowing that you're going to have accelerated heart rate and breath, you go in. We had someone who was brand new today who came out and dipped with us. His name was Ralph. And we just said, first minute, you're going to have your whole system's going to go bum, 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 bum. So we went in, we took his hands, we all dropped down in the water, and we said, and now breathe out. And breathing out then keeps you from gasping, but also then your next thing is that you're calm and you can breathe in and you notice how fast your heart rate's going. And it's for people then to be aware that they can interact physiologically with the autonomic nervous system through breath. Breath will actually, if you slow your breath down, you can slow your heart rate and it can really downregulate kind of a panic attack even. So, that's part of what they're teaching. The 10 minutes is then you need to get the big muscles of your body moving. And so lots of people will focus on getting themselves up and out of the water, off the, onto the ice if they're in an ice situation. And that those 10 minutes, if you can get moving, you create an internal warmth to the muscles that will help stave off hypothermia. With some kind of internal warmth, then it's going to give you about an hour of survivability, which hopefully will get you off the ice and to somewhere where you can be tended to. Can I make a note? WARA, or Wellington Auxiliary Rescue Association, like many services here, it's totally volunteer. And here in Wellington, how I came to know about WARA is that when we swim, we often see these young men in their neoprene outfits who surf. We have, a real varied cold water community. And many of those surfers are part of the auxiliary rescue. And so in the summer, especially, they provide life-saving support to anything happening marine-based from Nicholson Point all the way to Prince Edward Point and as far south as the US border. It's a huge area. There's also then another set from Prince Edward Point covering all the way around through Pryniere's Cove in that area. And those marine services, ours is relying on an older OPP donated boat. But what it is our channel here is very shallow, and they don't have the ability to raise the motor up in order to get out the channel. So they're doing fundraising right now to have a vehicle that's appropriate to the terrain we live in so that they can provide those services.
And that was what it was going to be today for
Yeah.
at
If you don't mind me giving them a plug,
not
people
at
could still,
all.
donate to WARA, and it's easy because they could just e-transfer treasurer@wellingtonrescue.com, and any donations over $20 will get them a tax receipt. And if people had suitable boats they were looking for homes for, you might contact WARA and see if they would adopt your boat. But they have very specific requirements as to what they're looking for.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fine. What is your advice to someone who would like to join your group or just try going for a winter swim? Are there some people with conditions that should not do that?
So the only contraindication would be people who have heart issues or cardiac issues. It's just too stressful on the heart. Otherwise, there are no other contraindications to cold water immersion. As you know, in many of the northern countries, cold water is a very common part of their lifestyle. And there's so much research being done now that shows how beneficial it is to our health, but especially to females, to women. And there's more and more research being done on the female body so that it's not just reliant on all the data generated by male bodies.
Yeah. Jennifer, you said in an email to me that since you've taken up cold water swimming, you have been transformed. In what way?
Well, first is my sense of myself. I can walk into cold water, squat down, and have an interactive control over my nervous system, and I know how to create calm within a panicked body. That's a skill I take to a lot of other places in my life, but also just my mindset. I say to myself, if I can do this, I can do anything. And at this stage in life, that's how I want to be thinking. I guess also I've met a great bunch of women, and we tend to walk in and scream and laugh, and there's a real sense of acceptance and camaraderie and a feeling of being able to be totally authentically, bizarrely myself. And they see me and they hold me in that space, and there's a really nice feeling to that. Like, you can't be full of pretenses as you're walking into cold water.
I want to thank you very much for speaking to me today, Jennifer. Great to have you on the show.
And Lynn, thank you so much. And I hope people can support Wara. And anybody who wants to come out and swim, you can contact me through social media or send an email. I'm jennifer.cobb@live.com. And I welcome anybody to give it a try if they're interested.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Lynn.
I've been speaking to Jennifer Cobb. And if you want to learn more about cold water swimming, Jennifer's happy to talk to you. As you heard, you can email her at jennifer.cobb@live.com. or find her on Facebook. And to donate, volunteer, or learn more about safety in and on the water, go to the Wellington Auxiliary Rescue Association website, wellingtonrescue.com. Coming up next on The Grapevine, the benefits of hosting an international student through the Rotary Youth Exchange Program. You're listening to 99.3 County FM, the voice of the county.